So, You Want to Be an Engineer, the podcast where we talk about becoming engineers and becoming better people through purpose and problem solving. I'm your host, Ashley Enriquez, and I am an electrical engineer. Now, if you're thinking that I was some mathematical prodigy at some top-ranking high school taking fancy high school courses, think again. That was not the case. My story does not start out where people typically believe engineering begins. In fact, my journey into engineering begins with a lot of uncertainty, a lot of detours, and a lot of self-doubt. So, do I have some lore for you guys? My daughter was born while I was still in high school, and my parents did not have the financial means to take care of my siblings, me, and let alone a newborn baby. So, I dropped out of high school and I began to work. Now, eventually I did receive my high school diploma equivalency, known as the GED. And then eventually I did find my way to a community college. And then eventually I did transfer over into a four-year university. This may all sound straightforward, but I can guarantee you that that was not the case. I was struggling. Along the line, I was working full-time at some point, taking courses part-time, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, take care of my daughter, trying to keep up with my academics, trying to keep up with my physical and well-being. And things at times felt less and less promising, more and more impossible, and more frustrating. And truth be told, I fell short in a lot of these areas. I wasn't there for my daughter every waking moment. I did not complete every homework assignment, and I wasn't always able to go for my jog when I wanted to. And I realized that, looking back, I have been very resilient, and I'm very proud of everything that I have accomplished over the entirety of my journey into engineering. And when I think about my past, I come to realize that I came to discover engineering more so by chance. Nobody ever told me what engineering was. I stumbled across engineering when I began working as an administrative assistant at a small engineering firm. I realized that engineers take on challenges and solve problems. And this is something that I envision myself doing throughout the entirety of my life as a professional, as my professional career. And so I was ready to become an engineer, and I knew that it was going to take me a lot of late nights and a lot of work, but there was nothing else more than I wanted to do than engineering. And so becoming an engineer didn't happen overnight, as I did not complete high school, and my mathematical foundation was lacking a lot. I had to relearn things from the ground up, starting with basic algebra, slope, variables, equation, functions, and then eventually working up to things like laws of exponents, laws of cosines, and laws of sines, to eventually taking derivatives and finding integrals and finding solutions to differential equations. I remember feeling so overwhelmed by these topics. I would tell myself, oh, you know, if I would have completed high school, this wouldn't have been an issue. I would have known all of these things by now. But I had to come to a realization that it's not about what I should have known or what I could have known. It's more so about, well, what do I need to learn to become an engineer? And so I took that into consideration, and step by step, I began to build a foundation, and eventually all these X and Y's led me to topics in electrical engineering like voltage, current, and resistance, to solving equations found in quantum mechanics. And so now you want to be an engineer, and I want to take what I've learned throughout my journey in engineering and my academic endeavors to guide you no matter where you're starting through technical concepts that matter and the personal growth that is required to make it all possible. So we're going to start from the very beginning with algebra. We're going to learn things like isolating variables, solving for unknowns, and most importantly, I want to help you build an intuition for math. This is the seed for all engineering, and I cannot stress this enough. And then we're going to climb through things like pre-calculus, diving into topics like complex numbers, analytical geometry, and trigonometry. And then we're going to move into more advanced topics like calculus, linear algebra, and differential equations. At some point, I'm also going to explore topics like complex analysis, Fourier analysis, and partial differential equations. I'm going to take you all the way there, step by step, and always with context. And while we're breaking down all this cool technical stuff, we're going to also open up meaningful conversations about navigating engineering. We're going to talk about things like imposter syndrome, handling burnout, and overall finding your voice and place in engineering. Because at the end of the day, becoming an engineer is about being someone who's resilient, resourceful, ready to grow, ready to take on challenges and solve problems. So if you're simply just brushing up on math after years away, trying to pass that one course standing in between you and your dream of becoming an engineer, or simply just wondering if it's too late, I'm here to tell you that it's not. You belong in engineering just as much as I belong in engineering, and we're going to figure it out together. So plug in, power up, and let's get started. So you want to be an engineer. I'm Ashley Enriquez, and I'm here to help you build your future one equation, one course, and one story at a time. Thank you for listening.